today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, Salamun Alaikum. Welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Thank you for choosing this program to listen to. Today we're going to speak about the blessings of visiting Imam Reza's Holy Shrine. But first, as usual, we'll look at the calendar. Today, Saturday, is the 7th of Zilqa'dah, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 6th of Khordad, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 27th of May, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Let's bless this moment by listening to verses 5 to 6 of chapter Al-Qasas, from the Holy Quran, then we'll learn about its important point.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ونريد أن نمن على الذين استضعفوا في الأرض ونجعلهم أئمة ونجعلهم الوارثين.
And we wanted to confer favor upon those who were oppressed in the land, and make them leaders, and make them inheritors.
ونمكن لهم في الأرض ونري فرعون وهامان وجنودهما منهم ما كانوا يحذرون.
And establish them in the land, and show Pharaoh and his minister Haman and their soldiers through them that which they had feared.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The worldly government of the oppressed ones and also supporting them in the length of history is Allah's will. There is no doubt that when Allah's will is issued for a thing to occur, that thing will certainly be performed and no barrier can hinder it. This is a glad tidings upon the field of triumph of the truth over the untruth and faith over disbelief. This is a glad tidings for all the free men who seek for the government of justice and wiping the elements of injustice and cruelty.
Allahumma salli ala Ali ibn Musa al-Riza al-Murtadha. Al-Imam al-Taqi. وحجتك على من فوق الأرض ومن تحت الثرى يا الصديق الشهيد صلاة كثيرة تامة زاكية متواصلة متواترة مترادفة كأفضل ما صليت على أحد من أوليائك.
So as I told you, in this episode of today's special, we're going to speak about the blessings of visiting Imam Reza. Visiting the holy imams, peace be upon them all, has been strongly emphasized in Quran and Hadith. It says in Quran, those who believe in Allah have more love to God than others do. Also, Quran says that, O Prophet, say, if you love Allah, then follow me. Allah will love you and forgive your faults. And Allah is the forgiving, the merciful. God Almighty said in Quran that the Prophet's reward is love for his nearer relatives. In explaining the circumstances of revelation of this ayah, it is stated that this ayah has been revealed to the Prophet, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, after his farewell pilgrimage, since after the event of Ghadir, many enemies rebuked him and said that the succession of Imam Ali, peace be upon him, is the reward of the prophecy. Many also approached the Prophet, peace be upon him, and his pure progeny, and said, we will leave our properties to you for the meetings and plans. Due to such offer, this noble ayah was revealed. With this love, one can achieve the earthly and heavenly bliss and is placed among the believers. The believers also show love to him and can gain a deep insight of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his pure progeny, and the holy imams, peace be upon them all.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today we are going to talk about the blessings of Imam Reza alayhi salam and the importance of his graveyard and holy shrine. Imam Reza's holy shrine has lots of blessings and benefits for us, the Muslims, residing and living in this Islamic country. This year, like every year, millions of lovers and devotees of Imam Reza alayhi salam start a merry and blessed new year in his luminous shrine. So we Iranians usually try to be in the holy shrine of Imam Reza alayhi salam to start our new year. At least based on the statistics, this year almost 20 million of Iranians, almost one-fourth of the whole population of the country, went to visit Imam Reza alayhi salam for their beginning of the new year. Their presence pictured the most beautiful scenes and bestowed a unique spirituality of Imam Reza's lovers and pilgrims. Visiting the holy shrine of Imam Reza alayhi salam has been strongly emphasized in Quran and Hadith. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Al-Quran, those who believe in God have more love to God than others do. Also, Quran says that, O Prophet, say, if you love Allah, then follow me. Allah will love you and forgive your faults. And Allah is the forgiving, the merciful. Allahumma salli ala Ali ibn Musa ar-Ridha al-Murtada.
O Allah, send blessings upon Ali ibn Musa ar-Ridha, the contented, the spotlessly pure leader, and your authority on the face of the earth, and below it, the truthful and the martyr, perpetually abundant blessings that are pure and continue ceaselessly, the best of the blessings that you have sent upon any of your chosen ones.
Let's look at the Imam Reza's character, because we learn more about this great Imam, Shia's eighth Imam. About his munificence, we can say there was nothing more lovable with Imam Reza than doing kindness to men, and especially the poor. The historians have mentioned numerous examples of his munificence. When the Imam was in Khorasan, in Iran, he spent on the poor all what he had on the day of Arafah. So Fazl ibn Sa' criticized him for this, saying, surely this is a loss. Rather, it is a proof, the Imam answered. You do no damage when you spend something for reward and generosity. Yet another example of his munificence is that he ordered the most delicious food to be put on a tray and to be given to the poor, and he recited this verse. But he would not attempt the uphill road. Then he said, Allah knows that not everyone is able to emancipate a slave. So he, Allah, has regarded munificence as a path leading to the garden. Thank you very much for joining us. You're listening to today's special. And now, how to make the most of ziyarah of Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them. One step is gaining ma'rifah. Ma'rifah means awareness of the infallible. The task of needing to remember the infallible obviously requires us to know who that infallible is. For example, how we can remember Hazrat Fatima Masuma, peace be upon her, or Imam Ridha, peace be upon him, without knowing anything about them. That is why we need to find out more about who they were. One of the best ways of doing so is to read the texts of the ziyarah of these personalities to learn their outstanding characteristics and the revere that later imams had for them. But sometimes it is difficult for us to find out specific information about this particular infallible. In that case, we can remember the outstanding characteristics of the Ahlul Bayt as a whole and their role in being the medium for all the blessings of Allah to reach us.
Imam Ridha alayhi salam, after the Ma'mun appointed him as the heir, a delegation came to visit Imam Ridha. A delegation of Shias. They came to visit the Imam alayhi salam. The Imam alayhi salam was informed by someone at the door, you know, the one in charge of opening the door, that there is a delegation who wants to meet you, and they say, we are your Shia. The Imam alayhi salam refused to open the door. He says, no, I won't give them permission to see me. This is who? Al-Imam al-Ra'uf. Al-Imam al-Ra'uf. This is Al-Imam al-Ridha alayhi salam, who accepts the whole universe, who even had mercy on that deer. But the Imam's teaching us a lesson here. So the Imam didn't allow them to enter. They came the next day, knocking at the door of the Imam. The Imam did not allow them to enter. 60 days, 2 months, every single day they come seeking permission to meet Al-Imam al-Ridha. Al-Imam al-Ridha alayhi salam refuses. They couldn't take it anymore. They started yelling. They said to the person at the door, just go tell Al-Imam al-Ridha that even our enemies are laughing at us. Even our enemies are smiling. They're happy. They're saying, look, look, this Imam doesn't even care about his Shias. Imam al-Ridha heard that. He told them, okay, let them come in. They entered. They greeted Al-Imam al-Ridha. The Imam alayhi salam did not stand up for them. He did not greet them back. They were shocked. They told him, Imam, ma hadha al-jafa. We're shocked. We can't believe our eyes. You are Ridha min al-Muhammad. You're treating us that way? What did we do? You don't treat your enemies like that. You're treating us that way? We're your Shia? The Imam alayhi salam told them how shameful it is for you to come and call yourselves our Shias when you have these sins, when you have all these shortcomings, when you have not given a good image of Al-Muhammad. How dare you call yourselves Shias? Allah is angry with you for making this false claim. You're our Shias? Do you do everything I tell you? Do you keep away from all ugly acts? They felt ashamed. They said no. The Imam says, how dare you call yourself Shia? Imam al-Hussein is the Shia of Ali. Al-Hassan is the Shia of Ali. Ammar is the Shia of Ali. Salman, Miqdad, they're the Shia of Ali. Are you claiming to be at their status? They told him, Yabna Rasulullah. So what do we say? He said to them, say we are muwaleen. We are the lovers of al-Muhammad. We love al-Muhammad and we despise their enemies. Yes, that I accept from you. I know you love us. They told him, okay, Imam al-Rida, we are muhibbi Ahl al-Bayt. We love al-Muhammad. The minute they changed the label from Shia to being a muhib of al-Muhammad, the Imam alayhi salam got up. He hugged them each one by one. He greeted them. He gave them the best service possible. And then he told one of his companions, 60 times they came to my door. The next 60 days, I want you to go and visit them every day and tell them Al-Imam al-Rida gives you their salams.
Ali Musa al-Rida, Ali Musa al-Rida, Ali Musa al-Rida, Ya Ali Musa al-Rida, Ali Musa al-Rida, Ali Musa al-Rida, Ali Musa al-Rida, Ya Ali Musa al-Rida.
Inshallah, on the next episode of today's special, we'll learn more about Ziyara, especially Imam Rida's Ziyara. Thank you very much, and we'll leave you in Allah's blessings. Fi amanillah.
Every sound and every voice in every language ever heard. Each drop of ink that has been used to write every single word. They could never portray everything I feel in my heart and wanna say. And it's hard to explain why I could never describe my love.